Can you hear me now? Mm-hmm. Sounds like we might have finally got this thing working. I've got to love technology. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events, financial markets, politics, even poking fun at the rest of the media. We're not going to do a lot of what we normally do because of our technical difficulties today, but we will get most of the broadcast in for you. Some of the stuff that we normally do in the mornings, we're going to probably leave that out today because we have got a special guest in the house. I don't know how special.
I don't know how special. Come on now.
Hey, guys, turn the camera a little bit because it's Bob Irish is in the house. I don't know about a special guest.
Yeah, we got a face for radio, brother.
You and me both, man. It's amazing. But and live radio, live streaming here. So we're getting a lot of fascinating information going across, but was it only about 24 minutes late? Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. That number comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number on your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. I would tell normal on a normal day, I would tell you what we're celebrating today, but today we're just going to talk about celebrating the fact that we got connected. Normally, we'd even talk about some of the crazy laws. Bob, I don't know about you, but did you know new law, you can't start class in California before 8 a.m.?
Yeah, what happened? I mean, did Newsom want to sleep in one day and he didn't want to be bothered by the children going to school? What the heck?
Amazing.
What the hell?
I have friends of mine from college that they went to school, and one of them went to school in Bolivia, and he just laughed at us when we talked about our school times. There it was 8 to 5,
right?
A.m. to p.m., right?
Yeah.
And they wonder why when we go to school from 9 to 2 in America, yeah, that our kids are behind the times. Amazing. So we are the first state to push back on that. New California law bans school lunch debt shaming. Can't shame the kids for school lunch. No animals in the circus.
No animals in it. Then what's the circus?
I was going to say, we have an empty stage,
there's
right?
Nothing left.
Amazing. Now I'm going through, there's 70 new laws that the governor signed over the weekend.
Right.
Not one of them deals with homelessness. Not one of them deals with the needles on the streets. Not one of them. The important things he doesn't deal with, gun law in California signed by the governor allows employers, coworkers, and teachers to seek gun violence counseling. Unbelievable. Right. That's fascinating. And I just saw recently, Bob, you probably saw this one as well, where a real estate professional, and I forgot what state they were in, but she was at an open house showing a property, qualified the buyer that came in, shows him around downstairs. They go upstairs, and he has a knife.
Yep.
Now, the fascinating part is the one thing we do find most frequently, a knife rarely wins in a gunfight.
True.
The agent pulled out a gun. She had a concealed carry permit.
Nice.
And shot. They didn't say whether she shot the guy or not, but he did leave.
If you shoot at him, he's probably going to run.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's good. Either way, it's good.
And he's gone. So
I like it.
I like that idea. That's just one of those things, bringing a knife to a gunfight if you're on the right side of that battle. And you know something? I went through the concealed carry permit classes. They're not easy, right? If you're going to a good one, they're not an easy thing. But I am a big proponent of having gun rights, but I'm even more of a proponent that those who have the guns, they have to be a little responsible or a lot responsible. Go get trained on them.
True enough.
Right? Know how to use them because you know you're going to get sued. If you pull the gun out, you're going to get sued. That's just the way it is. Whether you're right, wrong, or indifferent, you're going to get sued. So the bottom line is know what you're doing. And I'm not going to say where I took gun training, but I will say that they did make a point that don't take the gun out unless you're planning on using it. And there is always a significant advantage when there's only one person to tell a story at the end of the day. Not going to go into it too much more than that. But if there's only one person at the end of the day telling the story,
there's only one story.
There's only one story.
I like it.
Right. That's and that's, I think that's a lot. Why, have you ever talked to a police officer that says they shot to injure?
No,
they don't do that. Right. No. They, if they're going to discharge their weapon, the purpose of discharging the weapon is to solve the problem.
Yes.
There you go.
And I'm all about solving problems.
Absolutely. Fascinating information. So we're going to, we got a lot to cover today in a very, very short period of time. Guy, I'm going to give a quick note to our production team. We're going to skip a lot of our sponsored stories today. I'll just give the sponsors their plugs. That's all they want anyway. But the Mortgage Minute today brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products. I'm not sure whether Gold Star has got the products or the programs to help with our topic today, but there are others.
You never know.
You never know. So we're going
to. That's why we're talking about it, to see who's out there that, you know, wants to participate.
That wants to participate and wants to learn, right? I mean, we're all about education here on Ron Siegel Radio, and I am the first to admit, I'll go very, very deep into this. When I put our title up for the show this morning, Bob, mm-hmm. I even spelled cannabis wrong.
No.
So I know nothing about this.
Years of practice and you still don't know how to spell cannabis?
Exactly. So cannabis and real estate, mm-hmm. is it? You know, I heard, and I don't know whether it's true or not, but I had been told that Desert Hot Springs, in our coverage map, mm-hmm. that their property values doubled as soon as they decided they wanted to get into the cannabis growing business.
It's the commercial real estate. Yes. It was $100 a foot and now it's $200 or $300 a foot for commercial. And it's just ridiculous.
So tell me a little, I mean, what do we need to know about this? I mean, is it all over? I mean, I'm old, I'm old school.
Old school.
And
we'll go with old school.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, I don't understand some of these things because they talk about with cannabis, it's legal in California, mm-hmm. but it's not legal in the United States.
Federally, correct.
Federally. Now, I say on our broadcast many, many times that, and I can even say this today because I left California yesterday. I went to the United States. I was in Nevada. California is a bit of its own animal here. I'll even share some gas story prices with you. I had to fill up on the way out of town in Nevada yesterday, Costco. Mm-hmm. I think I paid $3.99 a gallon at Costco, leaving the United States.
Right.
When I came back into California, $3.99. So it was $3.15 in the morning, $3.99 in the afternoon. Costco, both places.
Right.
One in the state, one in the United States.
I don't know.
80 cents a gallon difference.
Newsom needs tax dollars to send kids to school later.
There you go.
That's it.
And I had somebody on one of my social media channels saying, it's because of President Trump.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Now, is he not the president
of all the other states?
The other states?
Nope, he's not. Just California.
Just California. And I think that's probably the least likely.
Oh, man.
But let's talk cannabis. So, you know, when I'm saying I'm old, I look at it and say, well, if it's illegal federally, it's illegal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, states' rights have always superseded federal. They have always had the right to do certain things, and this is one of what there are 14 states now or whatever, and more are passing, you know, cannabis-related. So it's whether it's for the medical, you know, which is usually how most states start, and then it becomes recreational, which
right.
is what California is. You know, at this point, what I do is real estate for the cannabis industry, and that includes the, you know, hemp and CBD industry as well, which is, you know, a sister plant, we'll call it. You know, they are grown the same. They look the same. They you know, couldn't tell the difference one to the other. It's all in processing. But hemp and CBD are federally legal, all 50 states.
Okay.
Though with the marijuana only being legal in certain states, there is a definite misconception that one is the other. So people are still getting arrested for hemp and CBD when in fact they shouldn't, because it's got no THC, which is the psychoactive that gives you the high.
Okay.
So that's an interesting differentiation between the two. But the same people are growing the same kind of crop in the same kind of location, using the same buildings to extract the same materials out of them, same plant. The difference is you can sell CBD at, you know, Mother's.
Right, and I've seen that. We bought it at Mother's, and you buy it on Amazon. So we use it. One of my sons has some real bad feet, so mm-hmm. they have a lotion that he can put on his feet.
Right,
feels better, or he thinks it does anyway.
It does.
And I don't know. Again, I can't tell how he feels.